It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
John, I owe an awful lot to. I'm glad to see everybody is all grown up and beautiful, and this is tough, but we want him to love his life, walk his daughter down the aisle, and I just hope everybody remembers that this is a man who lived his dream. This is all he ever wanted to do, was be like Mel Allen. And now for generations of people, he is the voice of the New York Yankees. To me, always will be. John Sterling.
Well, Susan, thank you. You know, you talked about all the ways we spoke. You didn't mention phones. And when you have a phone call with Susan Waldman, baby, you're going to listen. Is this where Booney says, I think he's getting close? My son Derek over there looks like a philosopher with a beard. Handsome man. And then there's the other handsome man, Brad. I have nothing. I can't believe this has happened to me. I retired because I just can't do it. I can do the games. The games are easy. And working with Susan is a lark. But I just don't have the strength and stamina. And I figured the best way to begin this, before your questions, my first day on the air, really big. Whoa, was that big. To finally get a job and be able to support myself. My first day on the air was February 1st, 1960. Now, since no one in this room was born then, that's how long I've been on the air. So that's 64 years. And you know what? I'm really tired. So I'm looking forward to not being on the air, which will start tomorrow. Now, if you have any questions, I'll answer anything you ask.
Who has questions for John? Randy, standing up on the right.
Hey, John. Over here. Wondering how do
Randy,
you...
Oh, Randy, hi.
How do you want to be remembered?
Oh, God. The best was Bob Uecker. You know, they ask him one of those frim-fram questions. And the question to Uecker was, who's a lot older than I am, by the way. Question to Uecker was, what would you like people to say about you in 100 years? And Uecker said that he's still working. So I forgot the question, but...
How do you want to be remembered?
Randy?
How do you want to be remembered?
Oh, I don't know. About all this never missing a game and making all the games. You know, I mean, my family is all here. They had to be supported. Someone had to send them to college. And so I was working, and I would do the next game and do the next game. Luckily, I had good health and good stamina. So they can remember me any way they want. I hope the people who like it will remember that they like it.
Tal, you want to maybe stand up so John can see?
Ty. Yeah, John. Hey, how are you? Thanks for entertaining us for so many years. I think I speak for everybody. But how did you come up with the idea of...
Oh, this is good, Paul.
How did you come up with the idea of giving every player his own signature home run call?
No,
and what was your favorite?
Tyler, it wasn't meant that way. I just happened to do something for Bernie Williams. He had a home run, and I said, burn, baby, burn. And it kind of mushroomed from there. But it never was intended for every player because, frankly, I'm not smart enough to do something for every player. But I did the best I could. And it's amazing what started out as became so big. I'm very, very fortunate, that's all.
What was your favorite of all those individual flourishes?
Well, I don't know. That stuff. I did say A-bomb from A-Rod when he hit a home run. And I did say Robbie Cano, don't you know? And I think those are pretty good.
Neil, if you want to pass the mic back.
Just in terms of the timing, you say you don't have the stamina to do it anymore. Coming into the year, did you think that you would, and then you kind of, after doing it for a couple
of
weeks,
I did it all wrong. I should have told, I have the greatest boss. Where is he? Where is that man? Chris Oliveiro, who is so kind and so nice and willing to do whatever he could for me. I should have quit on March 1st or March 15th, but I decided I'd do one exhibition game, which is useless, and as you well know. And then we went on that long trip. We went to Houston and Arizona. And boy, I knew that was it. I didn't want to work every day. Thank you, Neil. I didn't want to work every day. And I told you how long I've been working. If you work 64 years, and on your next birthday you're going to be 86, I think it's time.
We've got a couple against the wall. Brendan, if you can wait for the mic. Standing up on your right, John.
Hey, John. It's Brendan.
Hi, Brendan.
What advice do you give to the next person who does your job?
Be yourself. You know, don't try to be. Harry Carey told me some years ago, and he said, you know, John, all the guys are great. We just have different styles. And no one has a more different style than I have. So I would say to Emilio and to Justin, they're both terrific young broadcasters. Broadcast, and then you'll find your own way. You'll find your style. So if that's advice, that's my advice.
Thank you.
Bob, over against the wall again in the back.
Bob Clappish, that is.
Hey, John.
Hi.
After decades of being at the ballpark, what are you going to do now with your free time?
You know what I'm going to do? Be the hopeless person I am. I'm going to watch and listen to all the Yankee games, all the Met games, all the games on Turner and ESPN and on MLB. And, of course, as you know, at the same time, the basketball hockey playoffs are beginning. I have to watch those. I'm a very busy person.
John, just to follow up, do you think you're going to miss this a lot, or is it a relief to not have to come to the park anymore?
I'm not going to miss coming to the ballpark. I don't think so. I'm going to love watching and listening. I really am. I really know what I'm going to do, and I'm going to enjoy it. I have the best apartment I ever had across the river in Edgewater. I have a beautiful apartment, overlooks the Hudson. I love living there. And I had a fella from Sony put in screens for me, and he put in 5 screens, including 2 in my bedroom. I'm a very lazy person. I'm not going to leave. Oh, there.
Pete, to the right again.
Hey, John, how are you?
Pete Caldera, one of my best friends.
Congratulations on a great career. Just curious, what have these last few days been like since you've announced your retirement? I'm sure you've heard from a ton of people.
I've heard from a ton of people, which is really nice. I think I was fighting a little bit of a fever. I have not slept all wink. Is that amazing? I mean, I've been up all night long, so I hope tonight that changes. What else did you ask?
Well, are there people that you've heard from that maybe you hadn't heard from in a long time just called to congratulate you?
Yes, that was great. I heard from people all over the country. And today, driving to the ballpark, I heard from Joe Torre. So, yeah, that's been very good. Very nice.
Brian.
John, congratulations on a great career.
Thank you.
When you think back, what made you want to be on the radio? Where did that love come from for you?
Well, it began when I was a little boy. I've read a couple of articles, and I gave them the story, and it's really true. Sounds ridiculous, but it's really true. The radio was on, and the music swelled, and this guy with a great voice said, "Live from Hollywood, it's the Eddie Bracken Show." And and now Eddie and his special guest. I didn't want to be Eddie Bracken. I wanted to be the guy who said "Live from Hollywood." So, and I knew. Now it may be a year or two later, but before puberty, I knew I was going to be on the air, and it really helped me because I didn't worry about school, because I knew what I was going to do, and it was a good thing because I was a terrible student, terrible, and I just sailed through because I'm playing sports too, and having great friendships. You know, I've had a very good life. And finally, after walking through a couple of colleges, I got a job on the air, and it's been 64 years.
Dom, do you have a question?
That's Dom Amore, ready to ask the question.
Thank you, John.
We're having dinner soon, right?
I hope so. Yeah.
Okay.
John, this is, I guess, kind of like Brian's question, but when did you know, I guess I'm going back to the 60s now, when did you know that you had something that you can't teach or you can't learn in school? You had something for this business.
Well, this is going to sound very egocentric. It's a good question, and I'll tell you why I say that. The first station I worked for was a tiny station in a tiny town, a daytime station. So the morning man would do the morning show, you know, 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning. That's my phone, which I'm going to ignore.
They'll leave a text message, John.
Anyway, the midday guy was the general manager. So as soon as midday came, he left to sell the merchants up and down the street. And on the very first day, Dom, I was preparing this all my life. It was easy. I could always open my mouth and talk. So I'm in the studio, alone in the station, in my first day on the air, alone. And it was easy. Opened, I knew what the mic was. Opened the mic, introduced the records, you know, everything I wanted to do at WNEW when I was a kid. So that I knew I could have done it. I could have done it earlier, too. But I started at 21, but I could have done that before.
Somebody really wants to talk to you, John.
He's not going to.
Julio, all the way in the back. Do you want me to take your phone, John, and silence it?
And by the way, you know, someone asked, you know, what have you done all week? Answer the phone. That's been great.
John, we just want to, first of all, Latino all sports.
Julio, can you stand up so we
sure.
can
see? I'm a short guy, so let me stand over here.
Hello there.
How you doing, John?
Good, good.
Listen, John, we just want to thank you on behalf of Latino Sports because we appreciate the fact that you were one of the first announcers that really learned how to pronounce Spanish surnames correctly. And it was so proud to hear your voice when you pronounced a Spanish name the way it should have been pronounced. And then, of course, with your, you know, anecdotes where you made up names for them. As a result, we gave you an award for that. We brought you over to Giovanni's. You never got to finish eating, so we still have that invitation for you whenever you want it.
Yeah, I want it. I had to go to this restaurant and leave. And the restaurant, Italian, smelled great. So arrange it. I saw your partner in crime here, back there.
Yes, Robert.
So, you know what I've told all my friends and family? We don't have to think of a day. Wait, the Yankees aren't playing then. All that. Now I can do it any day. So you arrange it, and I'll come.
It'll be a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, Gary and Ron. Gary on the right.
Oh, I see. Hi, Gary.
How are you doing? Congratulations.
Good article. Thank you.
Thank you. When you look out...
The guy asked me 150,000 questions, and I started getting testy.
It was only 20 minutes.
I said, what is this, War and Peace? No, it was very good. Go ahead, Gary.
When you look out into Monument Park, and you see Mel Allen and Bob Shepard are out there, is that someplace you hope to join them and hope to end up?
Well, I think if they say to you, we're going to put a plaque up in Monument Park, you wouldn't say, oh, no, don't do that. So... Hey, look, anything that has happened to me now is all grist for my mill. I never, ever dreamt that I'd be recognized. And so I told my boss earlier, this might be the biggest day of my life, outside of marrying Jennifer, of course. But anyway, I can't forget the question. I'm so dumb.
Is it important for you to be out there in Monument Park?
Oh, hey, Monument Park. Well, if it happens, it happens.
All the way in the back left, John. All the way in the back.
Hey there. I'm wondering, as you're watching at home, is it going to be hard not to announce them? And I also wanted to ask if you have any parting words to fans who have been listening to you for so long.
I didn't get your second question. I'll listen closer. Go.
Parting words to fans.
You've been so fat. I'm going to mention it later. You've been so fabulous to me. I'm a very, very fortunate individual. You know, when he was at, about mid-career, maybe a little more, Bing Crosby wrote a book, one of those as told to, and he called it Call Me Lucky, and that's what I think.
Sorry, where were we? Ron, in the center here.
Growing up, which broadcasters most influenced you of all the greats who've been?
I'll answer the question, but it's not what you think, okay? I loved Mel, obviously, but he wasn't perfect, you know. I can tell you, I'm not going to go on. I loved Russ Hodges of the Giants. He did things, some people knocked me for saying these outlandish things. Harvey Haddix beat the Giants one day, and Russ Hodges came on. They always came on screen then after the end of the game, and Russ Hodges said, well, you got to tip your Haddix to Haddix. I love that. I love that kind of stuff. But the broadcaster who influenced me most was Jim Carvelis in Baltimore. He gave me a lot of ideas about rhythm and pace and all, and I was able to use them. So I'd say Carvelis more than anyone.
Chris, right behind you, Ron.
I'll get a story. I promise, you're next. Carvelis did a golf tournament, and I got my first game alone. It was in Boston. And I can't tell you how excited I was. That was the greatest. The Bullets and Celtics, Russell had retired, so the Celtics weren't very good either. And the joy of doing that game, I'll never forget. Anyway, Carvelis gets home after the golf tournament, and he asks his wife, Lori, I mean, they were friends of mine, as Uncle John to their kids, and he said, well, how did John do? And Lori said, he did great. Well, what did he sound like? Well, actually, you sounded like you. Carvelis said, well, that's not so bad. Excuse me, sir, for that dumb story.
Chris, go ahead.
What are you going to miss most about working with Susan every day?
Having Susan tell me what to do. We had a great argument. Kidding. I don't have a computer, and I don't have a smartphone. So you know how out to lunch I am, obviously. And I once told Susan, it drives me crazy. I can never tell you anything. You know everything I'm going to say. And she said, John, I talk to everyone. You don't talk to anyone. So that's close.
We'll
now,
take-
Susan and I are friends, and we're going to be friends. And... you know, this we just I'm just not doing the games anymore. And honestly, I really don't want to work. Michael, I got a call from Brandon Steiner. He said to me, I didn't listen to it. He said, I have a small signing for you. His small signing could take weeks. I don't think he has a great chance. Any more?
Any more. We have one or two more. Yeah, sorry, in the back right. And Peter will get to you, too. We'll wrap it up in the next 5 minutes.
Hi, John. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all these years of being able to watch you and hear you on the radio. Quickly, two questions. What is your favorite sport that you've called? And since you mentioned, I remember you, my first experience was with the Islanders, Islander Gold, Mike Bossy years. And you mentioned Jim Carvel, as he used to do Cosmo soccer. The second question is, have you ever done soccer, having done all the other major sports?
No, but you know, he did.
He did, Cosmos.
He did. And I had an appearance at a big department store in Baltimore, and that was the first game that the Baltimore Bays played. And so when the thing was over, I had to do a department store, I drove to Memorial Stadium. And Carvella said to me, what did it sound like? And I said, it sounded like basketball with no bullseyes. So, but anyway, I've never done soccer. I've done the other four, and I love them all. The sport I might be closer to is basketball because I played it my whole life. But, you know, I can't knock baseball. It's been, as the guy said, it's been very, very good to me.
Peter, over to the right.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Just what are some of your favorite moments that you've called on air with the Yankees these last 36 years?
Well, I think the most exciting year, and you can ask Susan this or Michael, was 1996. They weren't expected to do anything, and they got to first base early and stayed there for the whole year despite losing their best pitcher, David Cohn, like we've lost Garrett Cole. And so that year was jammed. I'll give you a stat. No one knows this stat. And I don't know stats, so this is amazing that I do. In 96, the Yankees played 9 games in Baltimore because they played 3 in the playoffs. They won all 9 in Baltimore. They played 6 games in Cleveland, and they won all 6 games, you know, Jeter's first game and all. And then Atlanta was a National League champion, and the Yankees beat them 3 times in Atlanta. The Yankees were 18-0 against the next 3 best teams in baseball in their ballpark. So I guess 96. And the playoffs were unbelievable. You remember that, Michael? Oh, well, those great games.
We'll take a final one from Dave Lennon. Back
John.
Left.
John.
John.
Thank you.
John.
Over here.
Oh, Dave, hi.
John, congrats, and thank you for entertaining us for all these years.
My pleasure.
So many people have listened to you, John, imagining being in the booth, watching all the things that you've seen, and you've described so many amazing moments. Can you describe what it was like being the voice of the Yankees for all those years?
Boy. When I broadcast the Braves 5 years, I was the junior member. Ernie Johnson, Skip Carey, Pete Van Wieren. I never did the end of games. Well, unless someone was sick. But then I got the Yankee job, and that was my job. I was the lead play-by-play guy, and it turned out they hired a guy who couldn't offer him too much on the air, and it was thrilling. The exhibition games in my first year were thrilling. So I realized right away this is what I want, what I can do.
Okay, John, we appreciate your time.
Well, I have to be here.
It's too bad one and only has been used before, but you were our one and only, well, so congratulations.
Thank you. Thank everybody. You don't understand. Thank you. Thank you.
It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.